It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. I'm John Moe. Even if you never play video games, you should take a look at what's happening in the video game industry. Big companies are showing off new technologies that go far beyond games at the annual E3 video game trade show this week in Los Angeles. That's where Microsoft announced Smart Glass. Dan Ackerman of CNET is at E3.
What it looks like it's going to be is an app that will work on your Windows device, on your tablet, even on your iOS tablet or your Android tablet, that takes secondary content from your Xbox experience and kind of gives you a second screen into it. Now, that sounds kind of weird, but it's basically if you're watching a movie, you can get trivia or maps of places in the movie or other kind of stuff you'd look up on your laptop normally just right there in front of you while you're watching it.
So I have an iPhone. I can watch things from my Xbox on my iPhone?
You can also take movies that you're watching on some of the Xbox video services and sling them basically from the console to your portable device, to your tablet, to your laptop.
Nintendo has a new version of the Wii on the way, and it also announced Miiverse. What's that?
Looks like it's going to be their sort of version of Facebook or social sharing space for this new game console. It's great for inviting other people to join a game that you're playing because so much of the emphasis now is on multiplayer games. And you can also see what movies they're watching if they want you to.
So the Xbox, PlayStation, and Wii are transforming from game players to home entertainment hubs. Movies, games, socializing. And the companies who make those consoles don't just want you to buy one. They want you to be an ongoing customer. Same goes for the games themselves. Ben Kuchera of Penny Arcade says big titles like Halo and Call of Duty want to turn gamers into subscribers.
If you have one of these big tentpole franchises, they want you to be paying yearly for constant support, much like you would to HBO, where you pay once and you get all the content and all the videos and everything. We're going to see games move in that direction in a really big way, I think.
In terms of new games, Ben says it's a slow year. New versions of all three big consoles are said to be on the way, so game developers are kind of waiting. That could translate to you having a lot of fun.
The prices are going to start coming down. There's going to be plenty of great games. And when a console first comes out, there's like 3 months of not a lot there for it. This is a really good time to enjoy the last year or so of this console generation.
Me, I'm holding out for a new version of Pong. My old one's getting boring. If you were on the internet in the 90s, this sound will make you sentimental. The modem. Alexis Madrigal of The Atlantic heard that sound recently on a site dedicated to endangered sounds, and he wrote a breakdown of what it all meant. We asked him for some play-by-play.
You're going to hear the dial tone and then dialing. Once you've started to connect, these tones set the speed at which the modems can communicate. Now there's something called a SYNAC handshake.
What is the SYNAC handshake?
It was a way that was developed to set a common framework for communication.
That's just done in sound.
Right. Telephone infrastructure was set up to carry the frequencies of the human voice. Next, there's rate negotiation, how fast the modems are going to talk to each other. Connection accepted, and throughput.
Alexa says, don't smirk. In 15 or 20 years, everyone's going to be laughing about how Siri sounded way back in 2012. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by CenturyLink, linking Americans and Fortune 500 companies to what matters most. Learn more at CenturyLink.com. And by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.